It certainly is. Summer Edition with Joel and Fletch. It is. Actually, I've always wanted to do this, Brian. 13 minutes to 8.
You've got to do that more often. Mm. And you've got to do the weather update.
13 minutes to 9.
Yes.
In Queensland.
Correct?
No, 13 incorrect. Minutes 30 minutes to 7.
And I want you to say, click on the feedback icon.
We caught up with the Kiwis, Brian.
Oh, we did.
And we're going to catch up with Two Buck Chuck, who I think needs to be elevated to Three Buck Chuck. He's doing a wonderful job. But he kept listening to the Kiwis after our chat with him. If you missed the chat, you can catch up in its entirety through the podcast. But here's what happened with Ian Smith, New Zealand cricketing legend, following our chat with the Kiwis, Israel Dagg, and, of course, Tony Kemp. Have a listen to this.
Wasn't that a meeting of the minds, listening to you four for the last 20 minutes? My goodness me.
I don't know where it was going, Smithy. It was so good.
I was just thinking to myself, lock you four guys in a room, right? Just like you threatened to do with the NRL and all their administrators. Four guys in a room with the Sydney Morning Herald crossword and say, don't come out till it's finished.
Fair call.
We need more than 4 hours. No, that was a good chat. I do like the Kiwis. The Kiwis' humour is my sort of humour.
Yeah.
I like it.
What's landed on your desk, Brian?
Okay, well, we haven't done this for a while, but it's time for this, Lieutenant Dan.
Working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Now it's a fiscal. Haven't done this for a long time. Melissa Caddick, the fraudster who has been still missing.
Yep.
So the home, they were trying to sell the home to get back the money for the investors. And DJ Pawsoff, who's Anthony Coletti, who's her partner, has been telling all and sundry that they should get anywhere between 15 and 17 million. So he was saying that'll cover, or go a long way to covering the debts that she stole.
So between 15 and 17 million. To all and sundry. Yeah.
And, well, he's done it again, our man.
Yeah.
They sold it for 9.8.
Oh.
So, yeah, the home sold for 9.8 million. And what they were saying is it wasn't doing the sellers any favours having that sort of stigma over the house. So, the funds that they received from the sale of the house will go towards paying the investors who were fleeced out of millions of dollars. So, she owes 26 to the investors. I don't know what they've got back in jewellery and stuff like that, but the house. Bit of a kick along for them, 9.8 million.
Jeez, they'd be shattered, wouldn't they, those who are owed money?
Terrible.
Yeah.
She stole $1 million off her mum and dad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tell me this, Brian. Would you be turned off by a notorious house, so to speak? So a big event had happened in a house. Would that turn you off?
Well, at one time, no. I think if the house is the right fit for you, Phil Gould moved into George Freeman's house.
Did he?
Yeah. Down there in George Freeman, the old bookie.
Yeah, wow.
Bit of a colourful identity. So he had that. I don't know if he's still there, but I know he bought it. What about this? So there was such high interest in the home due to the story of Caddick. There was a refundable $10,000 deposit needed just to enter the property for an inspection
in
a bid to get rid of all the sticky beaks. So we don't know who's bought it. 390 square metres. It's got views, six better. It's got views of the harbour, 9.8 million up there in Dover Heights.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Okay, there you go. 1300 01 1170 to have your say. Now, the man who picked up that audio from over there at SENZ, Three Buck Chuck, you've been elevated. Inflation. How's that feel?
That feels pretty good. I feel elevated.
Yeah.
What are you wearing today? Because you had a filthy NFL shirt on yesterday. What are you donning today?
Well, waking up early, sort of just grabbed the first thing.
International Grammar School?
PDHP
staff.
Yeah, I grabbed my old school shirt. I used to be a casual teacher.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Just doing like sports coaching. And
you're mysterious. You've got a lot of things. That's just unraveling.
You know what's mysterious? You're getting very confused, aren't you, Brian?
I'm confused because at
disappears.
Quarter to eight, every time I look up from doing my crossword and you're sitting in where Brooksy is and Brooksy just bails.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe you got to go to the toilet. You know how you got to go to the toilet at certain times? Maybe that's his routine, is to go to the bathroom. He gets the runs at a quarter to eight.
Mate, people are having their cornflakes.
Okay, now apparently you got a call from Vossy last night questioning why you had changed the birthday game.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
What are you going to do? Are you going to go with Fletch or are you going to go with Vossy?
No, now that I've been elevated to $3 chuck, I'm definitely sticking with you two, the doyens of Brecky.
Mm.
So the brand new birthday game.
Yeah, it's here to stick.
Let's get to a break straight after this.
Don't you have a fiscal?
I do have a quick one.
Yeah.
This one's actually sport related because we are a sports radio station.
Are we?
If you want to buy a ticket to the Super Bowl
in
Arizona, it's going to set you back $7,900 Australian. And that's just for the ticket. So not including flights, accommodation. So you think, roughly, I think it's about a $20,000 trip away just to a Super Bowl.
Arizona?
It's Arizona, yeah. And you got to think about next Super Bowl is in Las Vegas.
A mate of mine, Beadle, he went to the Cardinals one when they were up by so many. Rushing home was Tommy Brady. Breaking back with a birthday game.
See you, Beadle.
Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.